Well, Declan, it's been so good so far, really, and I suppose it's hard to know really what to make of Down, I suppose, because no more than Derry, we expected maybe more than we got, and certainly more than we got from Cavan.
Yeah, listen, Down, I think Down will pose a greater challenge than either Cavan or Derry. You know, they've been about it, even though they hadn't a great league campaign. They got to an Ulster final last year, they beat fancied Monaghan side in the semi-final last year, put up a really, really good performance on the day. And, you know, they have a couple of key players, really good quality players. And the one thing about Down, I mean, come championship, they're a different animal.
Yeah, they tend to be good going forward in recent years, but one of their weaknesses always has been at the back. Have you noticed any change in that in the last couple of years?
Yeah, well, listen, they've set up more defensively at times, and they do have quality going forward. There's no doubt about that there. I mean, you have the likes of Harrison, you have the likes of O'Hare, you have the likes of Keel Mooney going forward, Kevin McKiernan, Conor McGinn, Johnson, all really good players going forward. So, yeah, they will pose a threat. There's no doubt about that there. So we've got to be better. We've got to be better all around the park defensively, and that's an area that we've been working on.
Mm. Do you have to change for them? Do you have to change your style, your thinking? You know, Derry, we're going to pose a certain threat. Cavan, we're going to pose a certain threat as well. They were going to pack the defence probably, maybe not as much as we thought they would, but, you know, will Down shape your thinking more?
Well, every game you take on its merits, and you just have, we knew Derry, we're going to set up defensively last day out, and we had to cope with that, and I think we coped pretty well. We got off to a decent start, and you know that helped against Derry. And you know the game plan is there, and against teams that do set up defensively, this will mean there's certain things. The composure needs to be there, and you just didn't need that. And the lads been getting tested in all forms, and you know the National League was fairly, you know, we went toe to toe with some of the bigger teams like the Kerrys and the Dublins of this world. And when you come into the championship, there's different scenarios thrown at you, but you've got to be ready for all those scenarios, and that's what we've been spending our time on the training pitch doing and getting ready for these challenges. And but ultimately we're looking at our own game and bringing our best game to that table. We'll need that performance, Tom, on Sunday.
Do you expect Down to set up defensively?
Possibly. There's no you know, they did for spells against Monaghan last year, so it's not something that would be a huge surprise. So got to be ready for that, and you've got to be ready for a real offensive slot too, in terms of that they're going to come at us. So all of these things we have to look at, and we've been looking at. So yeah, it's a challenge. I mean, as I said, Down, the one thing about Down, as I say, they have that pedigree come championship. They're very, very dangerous. They're capable of scoring goals. We've got to be better set up defensively, and you know, we've got to make sure that we're better all over the pitch for 70 plus minutes on Sunday.
Yeah, tell me, in terms of, you know, a lot of people talking about Sunday's game and Fermanagh's surprise victory over Monaghan. One person said to me today, you know, that's the shock gone now. Donegal are going to go through.
Well, listen, any game in the Ulster Championship, we've got to get ready for Ulster Championship, whether it's Cavan, Fermanagh, Antrim, Tyrone, Monaghan. It's got to be prepared as an Ulster final, because the day that you don't prepare is the day you come unstuck. And we've got to make sure our preparations are spot on for this match. We've got to get our performance levels to the levels that we know we can get to, and if we do that, then we're in a big chance of winning the match.
The result of last Sunday's game altered your thinking, because people have been saying to me, God, there's an easy Ulster title there now for Donegal, they should win it.
Don't even listen, Tom, to any of that there. There's never an easy Ulster title. We're not looking past Down. It's a big
seven. Worried that they're equipped through to the players though?
No, absolutely not. I think they know the challenge ahead this weekend. It's a huge challenge, and that we've got to get ourselves set up properly, and we've got to get that performance. And you know, there'll be 15 players starting, there'll be 6 players coming off the bench, and every one of those guys will be given 110% for the jersey next Sunday.
Tell me, what's the state of health of the squad?
Yeah, it's as we were. I think the guys that came off injured last day have
Neil
all come
McGee
back in training.
Off,
Jamie went off, Michael Langan are all back in training, so they should be okay. And the guys are going well at training, there's no doubt. There's a huge competition for places now to get in that first 15 and that first to come off the bench 21 and ultimately the 26. So yeah, huge competition, and that's where you want to see it at.
Yeah, and we've seen as well Marty Riley, Martin McElhenney, they're probably more long term injuries. How are they coming on?
Yeah, they're just back training, and just a light bit of training. Just, I mean, the games are coming ticking fast, and just too soon for those guys at the minute. But you know, hopefully down the line they'll be back on the playing ground. Just they're still a few weeks off.
Put up big scores against Cavan and against Derry the last time, but conceded a lot as well. Is that a concern, maybe, that if you're as open against Down with the forward line that they have, that they could cause you bigger problems?
Absolutely, it's a concern. You know, we did concede 16 scores in both games against Cavan and Derry, and that's an area we have to tighten up on. And as I said before, it's not just about you know, your back six, it's about the whole group defensively defending better, and we've got to defend better, and it's something that we've been working hard on,
have you?
Yeah, absolutely, and hopefully that you know, we'll see signs of that on Sunday.
We know Donegal are good enough if they get it right on the day, but teams do have off days too, and that's what you have to guard against.
Exactly, and that last Sunday proved that, and not just last Sunday, there's games every year in the championship, a couple of games in a championship every year, it comes up with some results. And you know, as I said, you've got to prepare for every match as if it's an Ulster final, and that's what we've been doing, because otherwise, if that level of preparation is not there, then that's the day you will come unstuck. So we're hoping that we have that level of preparation to get that level of performance.
Are you happy with the level of preparation?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think the lads are working really, really hard, and there's a good edge there.